This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Iraq's parliament today voted unanimously to reject the new UN resolution on weapons inspections, but said the final decision is up to President Saddam Hussein. Earlier, the president's son urged acceptance of the resolution, but at the same time called for the inclusion of Arab representation on the inspection teams. Iraq has until Friday to agree to the terms of the resolution. The first inspection teams of around 24 technicians are due to arrive in Baghdad on Monday. George Jaffe is a research fellow at the Center for International Studies at Cambridge University in London. Hello.
Hello.
What's the significance of this parliamentary vote?
Well, I think it's a very interesting vote indeed, because on the one hand it demonstrates a large amount of anger that's felt inside Iraq, and I think the expressions of anger in the Assembly were quite genuine. On the other hand, it also accepts that the Assembly can't make a decision, and that in essence what it's done is to give Saddam Hussein the cover he needs to be able to say that despite the injustice of the resolution, he's had to give in to overwhelming force. And that gives him a very good cover for whatever might come afterwards.
Where does Iraq's Revolutionary Command Council come into the decision-making process?
Well, the Revolutionary Command Council is the body that, in theory, governs all fundamental political decisions inside Iraq under the control of the President Saddam Hussein. In effect, of course, it's merely an advisory body, and the president himself makes his own decisions and enforces them. It's, in a way, in a similar position to the Assembly, except it represents the Ba'ath Party inside government.
What are the politics at play? I mean, even a dictator has to keep some factions happy, doesn't he?
Well, he's got various factions to keep happy. On the one hand, there is the Ba'ath Party itself, and both the Assembly and the Revolutionary Command Council represent different facets of that. There's also the question of the army, and the army itself is a complex body in Iraq, partly stemming from the Sunni tribes, partly from a general levy and conscription. There's also, beyond that, the Tikriti group, those people linked to Saddam Hussein by kinship around the presidency, often occupying important posts, and they also must be kept happy. But the reality at the moment is that they all know, in effect, that they have to bow to the demands of the United Nations. The question merely is the way in which they can do that and avoid an American attack.
This new resolution gives inspectors unrestricted access to any suspected weapon sites, including Saddam Hussein's palaces, and the right to question Iraqi scientists outside the country, issues that could become points of dispute.
Well, I think amongst those, the most difficult one is going to be the question of questioning people outside Iraq, because that clearly has an implicit danger for the regime in that it cannot control anymore what goes on in terms of its population or its territory. The question of the presidential sites is more a matter of rhetoric now. They were inspected in the past, and the Iraqis know that they can't exclude them any longer from any inspection process. But beyond that, too, Iraq also knows that in the end it must give in. And if it has nothing to conceal, in a way it has nothing to fear. The problem then for the United States will be to find the justification for the process of regime change. And I think to some extent that is the calculation that's being made in Baghdad.
So Saddam Hussein will rant and rave and say this is unjust, terrible, this is an assault on our sovereignty, and okay.
I'm afraid that's exactly what he's going to say. And the problem then is whether or not there is a smoking gun and whether indeed it can be exploited.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
George Jaffe is a research fellow at the Center for International Studies at Cambridge University.